Well, Reed Martin, they keep writing American history, so we have to keep reducing it. And it's been 8 years since we've taken out the complete history of America abridged. How large of an undertaking was the rewriting and updating of the complete history of America abridged?
I think bigger than you and I had hoped it would be.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. I'm Austin Titchener, co-artistic director of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, now in its 18th year, number 928, Updating America Abridged. This Saturday night is our first performance of the complete history of America abridged since 2016. And Adam Long, Reed Martin, and I spent some time this winter and spring updating the script we first wrote 31 years ago. Reed did the lion's share of the recent rewrite, so I wanted to talk to him about the process of making these changes happen.
We've updated the show sort of as needed, sort of piecemeal. Mm-hmm. Over the years.
Yeah.
I mean, we wrote it in 92, 93. It premiered in 93. And some history has happened since then. I don't know if you were aware before we started these rewrites, but...
Well, and as we discovered just in our rehearsal yesterday, after our rehearsal 2 weeks ago, history happened in the last 2 weeks that we have trouble keeping up with.
Yeah. So, but we've felt for a while that the show kind of needed a top to bottom, not a complete top to bottom rewrite, but certainly the second half of the second act needed to bring us kind of to the present. We would like people to continue to want to produce this script, you know, well into the future. So it can't feel like, oh, they wrote this in 92 and they've kind of, you know, piecemealed this together, but it's not really the complete history of America. So,
yeah, so the end, what in 92, Bill Clinton had just become president. The Berlin Wall had fallen not too recently. It was the end of the Cold War. So basically,
the Republican Party was very much against Russia.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, now it feels like science fiction, not just history. But yeah, so a lot of things had changed, and also we had covered a lot of things that were pertinent in the early 90s, like Ronald Reagan and President Bush and even Richard Nixon. That was the biggest change, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, very much. So yes, so yeah, from 1993 till present, I think we needed to address in sort of a bigger way. And so, you know, your bride D was doing a production at I.O. in Chicago this summer. And so that was a good motivator. Our first show for this fall isn't until September 21st. But
this Saturday night.
Yeah. But D's was a month or two sooner than that.
Yeah.
That sort of led us to do a whole bunch of rewrites and tweaks and updating references. And Dee was able to try some of those. Her show was only a 1 hour version. So some of the bigger parts, she just didn't have time to try. But then we've rehearsed on Zoom, three times over the last month or so and read stuff out and worked it out. And so, yeah, so I don't know, fingers crossed, it seems to be working.
Well, the most encouraging aspect of Dee's 1 hour production, which I only got to see one rehearsal of and one performance of because I was in Cincinnati, was seeing how little she changed of the script and updated and how well the stuff that we wrote 31 years ago still plays, even
it's
with
funny because I had no doubt about that. That most
well,
of
I didn't, I didn't, play, I didn't yeah. have a strong feeling about it. I didn't have a strong. I didn't think that it didn't play, but I guess I was pleasantly surprised to see it reinforced how well it played.
Yeah. And so when we wrote it, you know, the Cold War had just ended, and so 1950 to 1993 was the Cold War. And so how do we bring it up to date without sort of having to reinvent the wheel, because we know that we knew that part of the show worked.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to sort of have to tag on a whole new idea at the end. Anyway, what occurred to me is that a figure who takes us from 1992 to present is Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
So, you know, we updated references, and along the way we've updated references. And I think that helped with this process.
Yeah.
But so Spade Diamond, who's the, you know, the guy who's trying to get to the bottom of the Cold War, eventually finds Hillary and she says, oh, the Cold War's over. You know, oh, good. So everything's fine. Well, no, not exactly. Here, use this. What's that? Well, we call it a cell phone. What's this here? It says email. No, for God's sake, don't use email. Anyway, Hillary has been a nice bridge to the present.
Yeah, that was a really fun discovery, that Hillary Clinton becomes a pivotal a figure in the last 30 years of American history, from being first lady when we first wrote the script to sort of elder stateswoman now.
You know? A senator and secretary of state and presidential candidate. And
one of the things that we've always talked about in the structure of the Complete History of America Abridged, but we've never sort of publicized or even mentioned in the script, is that in our minds, writing it, the structure that we're using is to talk about American history using the popular culture of the time, or the popular mode of communication of the time. So there's an opera or an operetta about Amerigo Vespucci, an Italian opera about Amerigo Vespucci, or the oral tradition of Native Americans and sitting around the campfire, or the vaudeville of Lewis and Clark. And that was fun to bring that up to date, talking about cell phones and communication devices and communicable viruses.
Nothing more fun than COVID.
Yeah.
It's always fun and challenging and sometimes frustrating to think of. Sometimes you have a really good topical reference that killed 8 years ago, you know, but, Cato Kaelin doesn't work anymore. Whatever it is, but that's a nice challenge.
Well, and that's the other thing. 8 years ago, it's 2024 now. We were supposed to take out the special election edition of this show in 2020. And of course, nobody did anything in 2020. So the last time we did this show was 8 years ago in 2016. And this is another lovely thing to discover, is that many of the lines are still in my head. Thank God. Except for the ones that you've rewritten and that I have to change now.
Yeah, it's like a whole new scene is in many ways easier than a cut. We've cut lots of little bits, and I think we'll find out. They all seem for the better.
Yeah.
You know, some of it is, you know, references that don't work anymore or whatever. But yeah, making a little like a 6 or 8 line cut in a scene that you know really, really well. Is tougher. I was saying at rehearsal yesterday, there's like 2 lines in a moment in the Spade Diamond section that were cut probably less than a year into doing the show. So we bring it in 93, we probably cut it in 94. And we always get to that scene when I'm performing it and I go, oh yeah, there's that new cut here. The cut is 30 years old. And occasionally I say that thing that we cut 30 years ago. So yeah, when it's in your bones, it's a little hard.
I have a line like that in the World War I scene, a line that we cut years ago where I ask you something. And every now and then I will in my head start to ask and then go, nope, we cut that almost 3 decades ago. Stop saying it. Stop thinking it.
We've been doing this a long time. Well, here's a change that happened. When we bring out the special election edition of the History of America for the last, I don't know when we started doing that. Was it
2012, maybe?
2008? Probably 8. Maybe even 4. Anyway, the question and answer, which started as just us taking questions from the audience about American history and answering, and then it became like the 2 major candidates coming out and taking questions. And when it's not an election year, then it would just be who's ever president comes out and takes questions. So. Yeah. I don't know, a little over a month ago, we thought it was going to be Trump and Biden,
yeah.
Right? Now we've got, Trump and Harris coming out. So that's a little change that we've had to change the opening speeches, right? And we had the debate, so there's certainly quotable stuff in that we can throw into that section.
Well, and the debates are our opportunity to be really up to the moment, because they're largely improvised, you know. So the actors, and it's easy for me because I'm the moderator, I'm the one out in the audience. I'm not the one on the getting put on the spot and having to answer the questions. But we got Dominic Conti and Trey Tyler taking those questions as the two presidential candidates this year, and they'll be terrific.
Oh, they will. They will.
Hi, it's Stephanie Weir, you know, Mad TV, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Starting this Saturday night, we'll be performing our special election edition of The Complete History of America Abridged, Updated in Lebanon, Illinois, Rockville, Maryland, Reston, Virginia, Louisville, Kentucky, Cornelius, North Carolina, just outside Charlotte, Bristol, Tennessee, and Greeley, Colorado. Then we'll be performing The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged from December 9th through 11th at the South Padre Island Convention Center in Texas. And next March of 2025, we'll return to the Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts for the 3-week Lort premiere of the comedy of Hamlet, a prequel. Check out the touring page at our website, reducedshakespeare.com, or our social media pages for venue and ticket information. And now back to my conversation with Reed Martin, talking about how we've updated the script to The Complete History of America Abridged. We typically only tour The Complete History of America Abridged every 4 years during the election season. And then we tour our other shows the rest of the time. But the script gets done a lot at other different times of the year. So we only publish what it's like when the president comes out and takes questions from the audience. And so thankfully, we never had to publish a script or do a performance where Trump was the president.
I don't know. I'd have to go see him when the last published version was. I can't remember. But we give a stage direction that says, you know, this is what we did most recently. But whoever's president at the time perform this script, that's who should come out and take these questions. And that the good thing is that kind of brings us up to date with the script.
Yes.
No matter how
old the rest of the script becomes, it's always up to date because the current president. But yes, I guess my point was the last performance we did was just before the election in 2016, where Trump won. So we never had to do a performance or publish a script where Trump was the actual president. And fingers crossed, we won't have to do that after this year.
Well, I'm giving my politics away. Maybe you'll want to edit this out, but I remember the very last performance we did, I think, was in Davie, Florida in 2016. Mm. And I was playing Trump and Dominic was playing Hillary. And I remember finishing the Q&A and taking off the wig backstage and go, well, thank goodness we're done with that forever.
Yeah. Well, if our politics aren't clear to people, then they really, really, really aren't paying attention.
I was not prescient.
No, you weren't. I mean, I really love the yard signs that say Harris, obviously.
Our son Campbell, who's interested in government and politics, he says it's interesting that people say Trump, but they say Kamala, and that's a little what? A first name is not as does not generally have as much weight as a last name. And so in our family, we try to say Harris instead of Kamala because add a little dismissive because she's
a woman.
I don't know. It's an interesting question.
Well, it's interesting. It feels to me, Harris feels utterly generic and Kamala feels distinctive, strong, and powerful. I don't know how she feels about...
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting perspective.
Yeah, no, it is an interesting observation. It's funny, we say Hillary too. So as to distinguish...
Bill.
To distinguish her from Bill, I guess. And we say W to distinguish from his father.
Yeah.
These are interesting questions. And I'll try to remember that answer in case we get asked that question at the next performance this fall. That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, except for one more thing, which I'll share with you in about 60 seconds, so stick around. The special election edition of The Complete History of America Abridged Updated opens this Saturday night, September 21st, 2024, at the Hettenhausen Center for the Arts at McKendree University in Lebanon, Illinois. Then it travels to six other cities in the next few weeks. Check out the touring page at our website, reducedshakespeare.com, for venue and ticket information. Then send us your updates via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com or throw a comment to us over on the socials or on our own actual website, reducedshakespeare.com, or visit my website, theshakespeareans.com. Thanks as always to Uncle Sam I Am Matthew Croak, web services by Ginger Power Limited, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Nikonj Bot. I hope I said that right. Apologies if I didn't. No reason. It's just random. Special thanks to Mad TV's Stephanie Weir, who'll perform her one-person show, The West Texas Weirs, at the I.O. Theater in Chicago on September 28th and 29th, 2024. Go to ioimprov.com for more information. And as always, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 928 2784ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Why are you not joining us on this tour, Reed Martin?
Well, I am, because we've written the script together. We're directing it together. I will not be on stage because I'm teaching up a storm. I teach most semesters at least three different schools here in the Bay Area, Santa Rosa Junior College, Napa Valley College, San Joaquin, Delta College, and
Stockton.
So I've got, six classes that I'm teaching this semester. And the next semester, I'm directing 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee at Santa Rosa Junior College. So that'll be fun.
The adjunct professors doing the Lord's work.
Without the benefits. Schools love us. Retirement?
Retirement, you're on your own, buddy.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.